Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
The Drew's News Desk with a very special guest. I would like to say family in the sense that you were one of the first people that dared to come on this show, so I'm incredibly indebted to you. She is the beacon of joy, a queen of inspiration, and most importantly, she leads our day by giving us that morning boost that we all truly need in our day. It is the one, the only, the anchor for the Today Show, Oda Kotb!
Everybody loves you. It's so true. Everybody loves you.
Make me laugh. Hi, kids.
You know what's so funny?
What?
I've
Tell me.
Never made this comparison in my head, but I just did, and now I gotta say it
say
out
it.
Loud. That you and Savannah and Jenna, JBH. Bush Hager, are kind of like the Charlie's Angels.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Do you know what I mean?
The Charlie's Angels of the mornings.
Can I tell you something? Those two women, I get to anchor with each of them.
I know.
I mean, I am so incredibly fortunate, blessed, all the things. Like, it was so funny. When I was anchoring with Kathy Lee back in the day.
Oh, the best.
Oh, the best. Kathy Lee. Come on.
Frank Gifford said, her husband, when he was alive, Frank Gifford said to me before we started anchoring, I'll tell you how you're going to have a successful show. And I said, how? He said, you have to trust that your co-anchor is going to catch you. If you're scared, it won't work. But if you are 100% sure your co-anchor, your friend, your partner will catch you, you'll make it. And I remembered, and he said to me, she's the most trustworthy person I have ever met in my life. And from that day forward, who I work with, I give complete and total trust. I trust Savannah with my life. I trust Jenna with my life, my heart, my soul, all of it. So I feel like that's really what it's about at the end of the day.
Oh, that's
Charlie's Angels!
Charlie's Angels! Right. I'm telling you.
We should all be right.
And everybody loves the power of three. Three women is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right.
We should all hope to have that kind of friendship.
It's true.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of hope.
Okay.
Can we talk about your new children's book, Hope is a Rainbow.
Which
this
is
book.
So good, you guys.
And of course it's aimed towards kids, but you know,
it's so good.
It's a message for adults in here as well, right?
It is.
Well, it's adults reading it too,
exactly.
To their kids.
Here's the thing I think about hope. I just feel like every day you have a choice. And about a year ago, my daughter was ill. And I think anybody who has had a child who's been through anything, it's a really difficult time in that moment. And this book I had written just before Hopi got sick. So as I was, when it was coming out, I was afraid. I was like, this is about hope is a rainbow and everything's good and sometimes things aren't good, I was thinking. But what I realized is, after we went through what we went through, I realized that we are stronger as a family than I ever imagined. My heart's ability to expand is beyond measure. I thought I'd loved hope as much as I possibly could. Mm. But one of the most important lessons I learned about it is, someone said this to me and I never forgot it. Don't put your worry on your child. Don't look at your child that way, the way that they are afraid, like something's wrong with me. So I remembered that, and it's been an exercise. Hope is a rainbow shows me how Hope lives her life. She wakes up, and when it's a crummy day, she always says, she's four, she just turned five, but she's one of these kids who sees the bright side of everything and always has. And when I look at her now, she's stronger than I imagined. Her sister is a better sister than I ever imagined. I thought she was already at the top, and we're a stronger family. And I think, too, like, every good thing, every great thing that happened to me happened after 50.
Okay, what is this thing with 50? Because 50, every woman I know,
awesome. No, it
says it's Everest.
Why do you think?
Because everything,
like, it's the moment.
No, it is the mountaintop.
It is the Everest.
Yes, it is. I don't know what. Here's what happened at 50. Okay, so at 50, I started saying things out loud instead of dreaming them, hoping them, wishing for them. I was walking with a girlfriend one day, and she said to me, well, we never wanted kids, right? And I was like, and I always did, but I never said it because I had missed that train. And I went through some things when I was younger, so that was not gonna happen. And I stopped on the street and I looked at her and I said, actually, I always did. And she goes, you always did? You never said it. And I said, well, I didn't say it because if I said it, it'd be like me saying, I want to be an astronaut, or I want to, you know, things that aren't happening. And something weird happened when I said it out loud. I spoke the words out loud, and it was as if the universe was listening. So I went home, and Sandra Bullock was on TV talking about adopting a little boy named Louis from New Orleans.
Yes.
I was like, how old is Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Sandra Bullock is my age. I was like, Sandra Bullock's my age. So I saw that. And then I turned and I saw something else and something else and something else. And the world started cooperating. And it struck me, if you have like a hope, a dream, a wish, a desire, whisper it. Mm. Even if you're just doing it to yourself.
Say it out loud.
In the bathroom mirror. Who cares where you say it? But once the words are out, something happens. So what happened? I went to an adoption agency. Boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, I have two children. They're 7 and 5.
You've become such a mother figure. Mm. And so for anyone out there listening to that, how incentivizing, how encouraging, because you are such a good mom. Oh, and so I just love hearing that. All right, well, we're gonna get to news in a second. We'll cut to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we have some awesome headlines to hit that I'm really excited about.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
is Hoda Kotb, and I say every day. But I can't think of another human being to be more excited to do the news with, Rossi. We built this desk for this moment.
This is so exciting.
Hoda, you are first up, the queen. Take it away.
We bow.
This is exciting. Right here. All right, first up, Motherly reports that weddings in 2024 are leaving behind flower girls and having flower grannies instead.
My God. I love this.
That trend was featured at a recent wedding video. It went viral with a lot of people commenting that since grandparents really don't have a traditional role at the ceremony, that it's a fun way to include them. Flower grannies.
It's so cute.
What's so wild.
Look at that.
I know. It's perfect.
I love that story.
I love that story so much because also there are different ways you can incorporate people, and we get so sort of set in our ways about things that we almost stop thinking outside the box, not because it's wrong, but because maybe even we're following traditions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all you need is someone to break the mold. All of a sudden, I'm like, I want to be a flower girl. I could be a flower girl.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but yes, you can be a flower girl.
Why was it your wedding?
She was my flower girl.
That's right.
At my wedding. Look, there she is.
That's right.
The flower girl
That's
at my
right.
wedding.
Because
to your point, like, I love tradition. Tradition is a beautiful thing, but rules and weddings should not be in the same sentence, right?
Agreed.
Whatever works for you works for you at your wedding.
Yeah.
Best friend, grandma, Drew Barrymore.
And you want to incorporate people in your wedding, and you want to give them something more than just being in attendance. Yeah. So to me, this is such an opening
a role.
Of possibilities.
I love it.
This is good news.
Absolutely. All right.
New trend alert.
Well, next up, this is a fascinating story. Metro UK reports that a woman in Amsterdam is marrying a hologram boyfriend that was trained by her exes. This is not a joke. Aletha Fromis is going to marry AI Lex, which was created with the profile information of her previous real-life boyfriends. Okay, now it got even more interesting, right? The wedding will feature a unique ritual between a human and an avatar. The wedding breakfast will be made of molecular food that can be enjoyed both by humans and humanoid entities. Okay, my question is, does he put the seat down, girl? Right, here's the deal. I mean, I know it's bad out there, but is it this bad out there that we gotta go to AI boyfriends?
I mean, first of all, that's super, super, super weird. The whole thing is real weird. But I do think what's interesting to me is that they took all of her exes and blobbed them into a person. Now you're like, if I just had a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
It's like ChatGPT X weird science. Mailbox.
We have a mailbox surprise. So right over here, you want to check our mailbox?
Yeah, okay. Mailbox surprise?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We like to harken back to 70s television, Hoda.
Hi, hand.
You can shake his hand.
Oh, my God, that is so weird.
High five, hand. Thank you.
That is super weird. Okay. Scary.
That's for you to read.
Oh,
truly like an old world television show around here.
That is so cute. Okay, Food and Wine reports that IHOP has released their Pancake of the Month. Girl Scout Thin Mint Pancake.
We have them here. Here you go. Hoda, this is for you.
What? Oh, jeez.
Thin mint pancakes.
Wait, what?
Coming out of
They're
here.
They're green buttermilk pancakes.
Oh, my God, I smell them.
That are not
My God.
Thank you so much.
They're not only influenced by the iconic Girl Scout cookie, but they're also topped with cheesecake mousse.
What?
An actual thin mint cookie pieces.
Oh my gosh.
This is the best day ever.
Do you know how much I love, you know what I call thin mints?
What?
Double chin mints. Because I will eat so many of them.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to try this.
Mm-hmm. Is it worth it?
Why'd you take that little bite?
Because I'm fine.
Oh my God.
Hold on, don't look at my, oh God, it's good.
Oh, it's really good.
It's really, really good.
Thank you for being and encouraging us all to be our best and most real versions of ourselves.
Thank you.
So Hope is a Rainbow is out now. And then we'll be right back with Carla Cugina. Fun fact, her first gig was in Troop Beverly Hills. Does anyone remember that movie? Because it's one of my favorites. And I'm gonna ask her about it. We'll be right back. Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
I get it. Welcome back. Our next guest, IMDb, is so darn impressive from, oh my gosh, classics like Troop Beverly Hills, which is like a favorite movie of mine and my girls. The mom in Spy Kids and American Gangster. And that show scarred us for life, The Haunting of Hill House, with actually Henry Thomas, who I was in E.T. with. I've got to get into that. Now she plays a journalist on the campaign trail in her new show called Girls on the Bus. Fun fact, she was also a star in a Bon Jovi music video that just went super viral for 1 billion views. Please welcome Carlo Gugino. Hi. Have we been doing this forever?
We have both been doing this forever. You've been doing it a little more forever, but not that much.
I was just gonna say, Carlo, I feel like I've just not known a life without you being someone that I've watched, admired, loved for, I mean, I'm obsessed with your new show. Girls on the Bus is like a sweet spot for me because it's about that subject of people who follow the politicians and find their way of letting us know what's going on.
Yeah, there are these journalists who are competitors and trying to get the story, you know, whoever can get the story fastest and out there with the most clarity and honesty. But that they all do have different perspectives, different political perspectives, different life experiences, different ideologies. And yet they don't, it's not about betraying yours for another person. It's about you can support that other person even if they don't believe in the same thing as you. And that's actually, to me, what the world needs.
Exactly.
So for me, that was really important. And to do it in the world with a backdrop of politics, I think is a really cool thing.
We actually have a clip of the show. Let's take a look.
I have been a part of 3 Pulitzer winning teams. The work is the first line of my obituary. You, my dear, are the last. And whether or not you understand it right now, that is a gift. Your life belongs to you. You don't have to live up to my expectations.
I mean, that is the powerhouse acting and performance in the show. And what I also love about it is that it's really fun, it's light, it's celebratory, it's about female friendship and how do we share the space with each other, empower each other, you know? I know this is a strange pivot and segue, but my daughters and I are obsessed with Troop Beverly Hills, and you're in it. Yes. So I can't even handle... What was doing that movie like?
Well, the funny thing on that movie is that if you notice in that picture that you showed that I'm tall, which I'm not, and it's the only time I will be taller than people who are theoretically my age because I was 16, but I looked really young, so I pretended I was 14, and it was before everybody could tell your age on IMDb or whatever.
Isn't it amazing? And we used to get away with so much.
We used to get away with so much more. So, but basically, I said I was 14, I got the job, we were enough into the shoot that I felt like I couldn't get fired, and then I told the director. picture. And he said, oh, wow, if I knew you were 16, I wouldn't have given you the job. And I was like, this is reinforcing me lying. I wanted to, like, have my telling the truth be a good thing. But anyway, we had a great time. It was an amazing shoot, and I'm so glad I got to do
it. Well, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I'm so glad you did lie.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Bon Jovi just posted on Instagram that his 1994 song, Always, well, that video just hit 1 billion with a B views. And that's you in the video! That is you!
That is true.
Well, that ain't a kid in Troop Beverly Hills anymore. How was that? What do you remember from doing that video?
That is so funny. I remember that I ended up playing the bad girl and Keri Russell plays the good girl. So it was, and there were flames and pyrotechnics and, I mean, it was a production. So I had a blast. I mean, anytime you get, you know, asked to like play with a hat and straddle a chair, I mean, you gotta go for it, you know?
No kidding.
So it was, but that's amazing that it has lived a life where it has a billion views.
Well, it really has. I remember also, you were on ALF and the Wonder Years.
Yeah. Yeah. And Good Morning, Miss Bliss, which then became Saved by the Bell.
Oh my God. God, come on! You were on every great television show.
So, it was funny.
Don't even get me started on The Haunting of Hill House, where Elliot from E.T., Henry Thomas. Did you know it was going to be that good? Did you know it was going to resonate with people when you were making it?
You know what? I knew it was going to be really good, but whether something hits in the zeitgeist, you know. You just don't know,
right? Can it find an audience?
That is, like, out of our control. So that part of it was so amazing to see how something resonated to that extent.
Because we're all looking to be turned on to things.
I feel that
so
same way.
Thank you so much. And I'll turn you on, by the way.
Yes.
Girls, the girls on the bus. And it's on HBO Max, so you know where to find that. And it's on every Thursday. And Carla Gugino, thank you so much for doing this.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.